There's a coffee joint in Gateway One. Became my hangout. Quality of the coffee. Kindness of the employees. Snacks. It became the spot. Seriously. And I wasn't a coffee guy until this joint opened. And there was a part of it that was this affinity I had towards the guy who founded it, Ken Zeff, Crazy Mocha's legendary founder. And I love him because of his work ethic. And I admire that because I believe in that. And he found great success with Crazy Mocha, sold it. They shut down. Now he's back in what some would describe as the most difficult time to open a business in decades. But he's back. And he's back in the coffee business. And I had to grab him to talk about why. Ken Zeff, good morning, my man.
Hey, Marty, how you doing today?
How are you, sir?
I am wonderful.
By the way, Ken went through COVID. Did you not, sir?
I certainly did. It's almost the one-year anniversary. So it was a long time ago.
Am I exaggerating and I say it almost killed you? It was bad.
That was in bad shape for a while. I was in the hospital for 10 days.
You're back and you're opening. Tell folks what you're opening. Tell them the name and tell them why we're at this time, sir.
Yeah, so we're opening a new coffee shop and it's called Yin's Coffee.
Nice.
And it's really meant to focus on everything about Pittsburgh. So from the name to the products to our vendors to our contractors, to everything that we do has to have a local flair to it. And we promote those brands within our stores.
Hey, it's fascinating what you're doing. You're taking over a Crazy Mocha store on Federal Street. You're starting at a time when there's little traffic. Do you know something we don't know, sir?
I know that I've been in the coffee business for 23 years. So yep. I was on hiatus for 3 years.
Yep.
And I could tell you that coffee is really a much needed escape. You know, when we had 9/11, our business grew because people needed a place to hang out. When we had the 2008 financial disaster, our business maintained because people wanted an inexpensive escape. And, you know, we've only been open in the north side now. This is our fifth day open. But we are performing at pre-pandemic numbers over there.
No, it's amazing you should say this, Ken. It's fascinating what has happened to coffee in the last, I don't know, man, 15 years. My kids dig it. Say, Dad, can we go to Starbucks? Coffee has become more social than ever before, has it not, sir?
It is part of the routine.
It is.
So whether it's a morning routine, afternoon routine, it is important to a lot of people.
Hey, Ken, give me an idea what Yin's will be that is unique to any other coffee brand, sir.
Well, I mean, we always just look within our four walls and we try to do what we feel is best for the neighborhood and ourselves. But our focus is on sourcing the best quality coffees from local coffee roasters to source the best local baked pastry items from local vendors.
Nice.
To provide jobs for baristas that love the trade and to make sure that we are consistent and have a safe, clean place for the neighborhood to come enjoy a drink.
How many hours are you working these days?
it starts early and it ends late. So, I don't want my wife to know how many hours I'm working because she thinks I'm out playing. But
please.
It's a lot. It's
please.
A lot.
You know why, man? Because you can, and you love it, right?
It's I don't drink alcohol. I don't golf. I don't, you know, work is my vice. So I love it. I love being around people. I love seeing people grow. I love helping, you know, our vendors grow. It's just what drives me.
No, we've been friends a long time now. It's for the very reason we're discussing. We're both a little nuts that way, and you like to make a difference, and you like to create change, and you're doing it with this new brand. I'm going to make a guess that in your mind, and when your mind gets working, you succeed. In your mind, you see this as big or bigger than Crazy Milk at some point, which reached 30 different locations. Are you seeing that, sir? Do you have a vision for that?
Well, I mean, we're taking one step at a time.
Yep.
And trying to find the best opportunities. We definitely want to stay local, whereas Crazy Mocha stretched a little further. We really think that we want to really focus on executing at the highest level. And we'll grow, you know, if there's a demand for it, but you can't force it.
Hey, man, are you selling your popcorn there, too?
We have some popcorn there that we pop and we deliver every day.
Nice.
So there will be a little bit of that over there. And, you know, we've been selling it. It's been great. People, you know, it's not really the type of synergy of coffee and popcorn. Those are sort of two different taste buds. But people see it and they grab it, and hopefully they're enjoying it.
Ken Zeff, entrepreneur, family man, and a true believer in the American dream, and he proves it every day. You know I love you, man. I respect and admire you from the first time I met you and your wife and your work ethic. And the beauty is, here's a guy that never drank coffee, yet created a fantastically successful coffee business. What does that tell you about his work ethic? Ken, you're my man. Anything I can do to help, man, you let me know.
Appreciate it, Marty. Keep up the good work.
He is absolutely a superstar in terms of his value system, his belief in family, taking care of his employees, growing a local business. And he's starting right there on Federal Street on the north side, and I will be there. Yin's Coffee. Gotta dig the name, Yin's.